work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Welcome to the week. Vic Carucci and actually Michael Regei sitting in for Nathan Zagora today on CBD. So much to talk about after a very busy end of the week. The Browns matching that offer sheet to Alex Mack that was presented by the Jacksonville Jaguars, assuring that Alex Mack is a Brown at least for the next couple of years. I'm sensing it'll be much longer than that. I had a chance to sit down with him, had a little one-on-one interview just prior to airtime. He also met with other media covering the Browns, but we're going to have the audio of that interview on our show. We're also going to hear from Nate Ulrich of the Akron Beacon Journal. He'll be with us at 1:30. We'll get caught up with the Cincinnati Bengals from our good friend Jeff Hobson from the Cincinnati Bengals official team website. And we're going to talk about a new Brown, a guy named Chris Presley, a fullback who joined this team. Who is he? What's he all about? We'll break that down for you in the course of these next couple of hours. Want to encourage you to call us at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. And here's the thing today that Michael and I are going to get into. I'm going to grade the Browns offseason to date because I think we both feel, Mike, that at this point, the work has been done. The majority of what's going to be done has been done. And now it's time to kind of react to it, to see where this team is with all the moves, because Alex Mack falls under the category of a key offseason move.
Yeah, Vic, terrific to be with you, and hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And as we get back at it, you know, in the building today, there is a sense of enthusiasm and excitement because of Alex Mack signing and speaking to the media, which as you said, we're going to hear here in a couple of minutes. But, you know, also in walking around the building today, Vic, to be able to see his offensive line mates with him, Joe Thomas and Mitch Schwartz, Paul McQuiston was downstairs today with Alex Mack. And we'll get into it. You're right. But, you know, for Mack, to me, I was kind of surprised at the way the NFL nationally and maybe even some fans locally were looking at it, as in, well, there's negatives attached to the Alex Mack thing. But from the moment, and this ties into our free agency, Vic, from the moment that Ray Farmer went out and went down the road that we had not seen done here before with veterans from winning organizations in Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner and Nate Burleson and Paul McQuiston. Well, that told me, why would you create another after you do that and you're looking to start to win now? Why would you create another enormous hole by letting Alex Mack walk?
Would have made no sense at all. And that's why I give Ray Farmer and the Browns administration overall great flying, you know, the best grades you can imagine. I think they passed this first test with flying colors on paper in terms of how they handled this offseason. This was this is, because it's still in progress, a challenging offseason. The draft, of course, is going to factor heavily into how we evaluate what the folks who run this team do or are doing. But so far, it's been tremendous. So far, you can't ask for more, I don't think, than to hit the spots that they've hit, those key areas. A lot of them on the defensive side of the ball, but, you know, throw Andrew Hawkins in there as a key spot on offense. But to do all that and then to match this offer within hours of Alex Mack, to me, sends a resounding statement about what this team is all about, how committed it is to win, how serious it is to get this right.
And not in a 3 to 5 year window of a plan either. It has to start. Sure, you
win
want,
now.
You
it's
want
win
us
now.
To win now, baby. Yeah, you're damn right. Yeah. Win now. You want to sustain it, of course, but you can't sustain it until you establish it. So to me, while the biggest thing about it, you know, and again, before I even would look to, let's break down Carlos Dansby, which we've all done, in terms of their playing attributes, Vic, to me, you have to start, unfortunately, as we know, losing atmospheres are no different than winning atmospheres, right? They sometimes continue to breed upon themselves, and it's very, very difficult to change. I don't think we all sometimes realize how difficult losing cultures are to dig yourself out of in professional sports and the NFL. But by doing this, to me right away, by bringing in key components who have experienced winning deep in the playoffs, NFC and AFC championship games, Super Bowl appearances, that tells me that they are addressing just that, trying to create, with all the young talent base, more of an atmosphere that's conducive to understanding how to win, Vic. And I think it's a huge step. Huge.
I think it's a massive step. And all the pieces that have come together, again, it's about as good as you could hope for, especially when you're dealing with a guy in his first year as a general manager who came in under difficult circumstances. There's a difficult transition that I think gets overlooked or forgotten. And right away, I think this team got to the business of building going about it with a different philosophy of immediacy and going out of those safe ranges of ages, especially to the point of when you exceed 30 or you're at 30 and older with players, it's a risky proposition.
It is.
It's a shorter window, but if you do it with the idea that, hey, this guy's going to make us better, Dansby at inside linebacker, that guy, Dante Whitner, makes us better at safety at the strong safety position.
Yeah.
And I think those are fair ways to go about
it.
And then to say you're not going to lose Alex Mack no matter what. And that really was the position that this team took all along. Yes, it's a circuitous route and it had some folks worried about whether or not this guy was going to be here or not, whether he wanted to be here or not. You're going to hear in the interview that I did with him, he absolutely wants to be here, but acknowledges that negotiation takes you in a different place. Negotiation creates a dialogue that maybe doesn't sound so appealing to those on the outside wondering, hey, where's your head really at here? Well, his head was in a place where I wanted to get a deal done. He got what he could get in the open market, the max amount, at least in terms of what he and his representative were looking for. And now the Browns have that contract signed, sealed, delivered, and Alex Mack is here, and you move forward. I don't sense any trepidation.
No.
I don't sense any question mark or doubt. Now, we've asked people, again, when you call us, 216-578-0850, we want you to weigh in on the idea if you think the Browns did the right thing. Are you happy or disappointed that they matched on Friday afternoon? And any concerns that you have about the deal? We understand it's reported that he can get out of this thing in 2015, but keep one thing in mind. Under NFL rules, yes, the Browns and Mack have to live by the terms of that deal as it was drawn up between Mack and the Jaguars for one full league year. After year one of that deal, they can redo the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they could redo it in a way that takes out that clause of his escaping the team or wanting out of the team or whatever the circumstance might be. But guess what? That's what the 2014 season will be about.
That's
figure
exactly
out
right. Yeah.
What you got here, right, with coaches and system, and if he feels good about it. And I think the Browns have every reason, Michael, to bank on the idea that they're going to have something that he's going to want to continue to be a part of.
By the very nature of what the NFLPA, the Players Association, have fought for years, yes, players want to be able to feel like they're empowered when they have the opportunity to now be able to have the ability to go out and do the type of deal that Alex Mack has done. It's very important to them. I get it. And you know what I would say? If you don't, if you're a fan that doesn't like it and, you know, wish it would return back to the 60s and 70s, number one, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And, I can understand, all right, so maybe it's distasteful to you a little bit that players are empowered this way. But, you know, that's the way things are. I'm glad, too, and we'll hear that Alex, you know, there was a close association with George Warhop. The now departed offensive line coach, and with Rob Chudzinski, Vic, you and I've talked about that off the air, and there's no question about that. But I feel good, and you wouldn't say this about every player in the National Football League. I feel good that Alex is sincere and legitimate, that he is looking for simply this, stability and the direction that's going to take this organization into, the, as we just said, a winning culture, a winning mode. And with Ray Farmer and with Mike Pettine and his assistants, and now Andy Moeller is right. The new offensive line coach, Alex seems to be keeping a very open mind about that and how he's going to go about his business. And again, yeah, guys get attached to head coaches, assistant coaches as players. We know that. But again, do you keep an open mind, and are you understanding and clear about the current new head coach, your new position coach, and how they want to have you as an individual achieve and then as the sum of the parts achieve? And I believe in Alex Mack that he's that kind of young man. Now, would I say that about everybody in the NFL? No, Vic, and I know you wouldn't either. There would be some you'd be worried about. Right. I do not worry about Alex Mack in that regard.
I don't either. And the thinking of the good old days when it comes to free agency or what it used to be, well, you know what? You
folly.
Get over it. You know, get over it. And I'm pretty sure the vast majority of folks that are listening here that follow this team, regardless of how long you've been a follower of the Browns or the NFL, you pretty much understand this is the way the game is. This is you do have these opportunities, and these business transactions that can turn very awkward,
yes,
which is what this was. This was awkward. You had a guy who seemingly was out the door, but then back in the door and fully in. And the team, the best part of all of this, I think, was the reality that the team had, which was to not make it personal, which was to try to its best to get him signed on its own. And then when it couldn't, it left it understood he'll work this out with somebody else, but he's going to end up back here. And that's where the Browns were unwavering. And that's another part of this that I liked. I liked two parts of this. I liked one, that Alex Mack has quickly put it behind him. And you're going to hear very shortly the sit-down I had with him. We're going to play that for you in a little bit. And you'll get the feel from him as to what his thoughts are on this subject. And I think, like me, you're going to come away feeling he is fully engaged. But again, we want your opinion on that. You call us at 216-578-0850. You tweet us, by the way, at Browns_daily. And then the other part is the team's approach, that it didn't become something that Jimmy Haslam as a team owner, who was going to write these big checks, or Ray Farmer as a general manager, who is putting basically his future as a GM on the line as a first-time GM. You know, these are the kind of moves that get you a second year as a GM or make it a one and done. These are these kinds of decisions and how they're managed.
You put that very succinctly and right to the point.
And
yeah.
I think Ray deserves a hell of a lot of credit for how he managed this. He didn't let it get personal. When you talked with him in between, and he didn't do anything much, if anything, in the way of public speaking, but when his comments were made that were issued by the team on Friday after the announcement of the match was done, you heard what he had to say.
Yep.
And right away, it was embracing and taking Alex Mack into the family fold, mm-hmm, and knowing all along, okay, this was going to be a business part of it. The business part of it might have been, he didn't say this, but we understood this, business part of it might have gotten contentious.
Contentious, make fans feel uneasy, right?
Contentious.
Yeah.
You know, prickly, any word you want to say.
Okay.
Got a little of that, and none of that, I think, affected him in the least, because all along he said, this is an outstanding center. I said this on Friday. I'll say it again today. Mm-hmm. Good football teams have good centers.
Up the middle, you got to be strong.
You show me anybody.
What did Parcells
Super Bowl champion,
say? Shula
contenders.
Say? Going, what?
Yeah, and go down the list of playoff teams. There's not one that had a really poor center on it. The teams with poor centers don't succeed. Now, you said, okay, well, the Browns had a great center and have been perpetually in the 4-5 win mode. I get that. They need those other pieces, but don't lose a great piece when you have it, and they didn't. So.
No, there's no doubt about that. And this is probably going to – I could see it ending in a very strong fashion for both Alex Mack and the Browns. And, yes, we know the Browns, they rolled the dice a little bit by putting the transition tag on him. They could have franchised him. But in the end result, they knew they wanted to keep him. they were going to go to the extremes they had to. Alex, at the time, did not want to sign a multi-year offer that the Browns were looking to extend to him. And so they went about every parameter that, again, the NFLPA and the league allows free agents to go. The result right now is one that's making everybody smile here in Berea. And I believe it'll stay that way going forward, too.
I'm with you on that. All right, you're going to hear from Alex Mack, the center who remains with the Cleveland Browns. Two of us got together a little while ago, and we're going to play you that audio. We also want to hear from you at 216-578-0850 and tweet us at Browns_daily. We got Megan Rock tweeting about the show for us today, so we'll hear from her. She's going to read some of your tweets to us. Send us some good ones, and we'll get into some of that reaction in the course of the show. We mentioned Nate Ulrich, Akron Beacon Journal, joins us shortly at the bottom of the hour. So much more ahead, a jam-packed Football Monday edition of CBD. He is Michael Regei, filling in for Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci, and this is ESPN 850 WKNR.